Title: Urban Echo Edit Color Tutorial with an Automation First Workflow in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle and Old School DNB Vocals Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper jungle credible vocal echo setup in Ableton Live 12. This lesson is about getting vocals to feel like they live inside the track, like they're bouncing off brick walls in some alleyway, not just sitting clean and dry on top of your break and bass. The core idea is simple. We're not going to slap a delay directly on the vocal track and leave it there. We're going to treat delay like an editor treats cuts. Quick, intentional hits. We'll make two different echo colors on return tracks. Then we'll perform them using automation on the vocal sends. And once it's feeling right, we'll even print and chop those echoes for that authentic old-school workflow. Before we touch devices, quick prep. Step 0. Prep your vocal for DNB timing. Drop your vocal on an audio track and name it Vocal Main. Turn warp on. For full phrases, set warp mode to Complex Pro. If the vocal starts sounding chipmunky or weird after warping, adjust the formant control a little until it feels human again. Now here's a very jungle-friendly habit. Create edit points. Pick a phrase you like and consolidate it, then split at consonants and the ends of words. Think T, K, S sounds, or the end of a shout. Those are perfect throw points, because you can spike an echo right at the end without smearing the entire sentence. The goal is clean, controlled moments where the echo can grab the last word and run with it. Now we build return A. This is the tight urban echo. Fast, filtered, a little dirty, and crucially, ducked so it doesn't fight your drums. Create return track and name it A Urban Echo. In this order, load Ableton Echo. Turn sync on. Set the time to 1/8th note to start. Keep feedback tight, around 18 to 30%. We're not doing big ambient tails here. This is that rolling, rhythmic chatter behind the vocal. Inside Echo, use the filter. High pass somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz to protect your bass and subs. Low pass around 4 to 7 kHz for that old radio, old school vibe. Add just a touch of modulation, subtle. You want movement, not a wobbly chorus. After echo, add saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive it 2 to 6 dB and trim output so the return doesn't suddenly jump in level. The idea is texture and density, not louder equals better. Now the key device for this return. A compressor set up as a ducker. Turn on sidechain and feed it from your drum bus. If you've got a group with kick and snare, great. Even better for jungle, sidechain from a more transient drum group that includes snare and key hats, so the pumping matches the whole groove of the break, not just the kick. Set a ratio around 4 to 1. Attack fast, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you can hear the echo tuck out of the way when the drums hit. What you're aiming for is, the echo is audible in the gaps, but the snare still owns the moment when it lands. Finally, add EQ 8 for cleanup. High pass higher if the mix is heavy, like 350 to 700. If it's fighting the snare crack, do a small dip in the 2 to 4K range. That's return A. Tight, controlled, rhythmic. Now return B. This is the dirty tape throw. Longer, more character, more drama. This is for end-of-line moments, and it's going to be heavily driven by automation on feedback. Create return track B and name it B tape throw. Add echo again. Sync on. Choose a time like 1/4 note or dotted eighth. That dotted eighth is a classic jungle bounce. Set feedback around 25 to 45% for now, because we'll automate it later. Add a tiny bit of noise if you want grime, but subtle. Filter again. High pass 200 to 400, low pass 3 to 6K. After echo, add auto filter. Set it to low pass. Start the cutoff around 2 to 5K. Resonance may be 10 to 25%, but be careful. Too much resonance is how you accidentally whistle your way into a painful buildup. Next, add roar, since we're in Live 12. Keep the drive low to medium and tone it slightly dark. We want that tape throw to sound rougher than the main vocal, but we do not want it to bring back low-end mud. If you prefer simpler, overdrive works too. Then add utility at the end. Set width somewhere like 70 to 120%. Wider throws feel huge, but we'll keep an eye on mono compatibility later. Cool. Now the most important section. Automation first workflow. Go back to Vocal Main. You should see Send A and Send B knobs for your returns. Now jump into Arrangement View and press it to show automation lanes. Here's the mindset. The Send automation is your paintbrush. You are coloring specific words and endings. Start with Send A. Choose Vocal Main, Sends, Send A. Draw quick spikes only where you want that tight echo. Practical numbers. For small hits, peak around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. For a bigger moment, you can push closer to minus 6 to 0 dB, but don't live there. And draw them like an editor. not like a fade-in. A great Live 12 style is, fast ramp up, tiny hold, then a quick drop, like someone flicking an aux send on a mixer. For micro echo, you can even do little stepped pulses, not smooth curves, so it feels chopped and percussive. Now send B. Keep it rare. One throw every 4 or 8 bars is a great starting rule in fast DNB. Jungle is busy, so the big throw needs to feel like punctuation, not wallpaper. At this point, your vocal should already feel more rhythmic, because the echoes are appearing only in the spaces you choose. Now we level up. We automate the returns themselves for edit color. This is where the echoes stop being one static effect and start feeling like performance. On return A urban echo, automate a few things sparingly. Echo time can jump from 1/8 to 1/16 for a bar when you want that machine gun chatter behind a phrase. Don't do it constantly, it's a spice. Automate echo's low pass filter so it opens slightly during a build, like 4K up to 7K. And automate saturator drive up a dB or 2 in hype moments to make the echo bite harder without making the dry vocal harsh. Now return B. The tape throw is where we do that classic feedback ride. Automate echo feedback like this. In normal sections, keep it around 25 to 35%. When the throw hits, ramp it up, like 55 to 70%, briefly, then slam it back down immediately. This is not optional. This is the difference between pro throw and why is my mix screaming. While that feedback rises, automate auto filter cutoff too. Start darker, like 2 to 3K, then open it up to 5 to 7K as the throw blooms. And you can automate utility width to go wider at the peak, then return to normal. If you want a safe freeze vibe without nuking your headroom, automate two things at once. Feedback up, but at the same moment automate utility gain down a bit. It feels infinite, but it stays controlled. Quick coach note on gain staging, because this makes automation feel playable. Before you get deep into drawing curves, do a calibration pass. Temporarily set vocal main send it to 0 dB for one loud word. Then pull down the return of fader until that max send moment feels like a big, usable effect, not chaos. Often your return fader ends up around minus 12 to minus 6 dB depending on the mix. Do the same on return B. Now, when you draw automation between, say, minus 15 and minus 6, it feels musical. You're not stuck doing microscopic moves that accidentally explode the mix. Now let's glue the vocal into a drum and bass mix, because if the dry vocal isn't sitting right, the echoes will exaggerate every problem. On vocal main, put an EQ 8 first. High pass around 80 to 140 depending on the vocal. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 250 to 500. If it's harsh, a small dip in the 3 to 6K region can help. Then add a light compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so you keep the consonant snap. Release 60 to 120. Aim for 2 to 4 dB gain reduction. For de-essing, keep it simple. Use multiband dynamics gently or dynamic EQ and EQ 8 if you're comfortable. The point is, if S sounds are out of control, your delays will turn them into a spray of needles. Then utility, keep the main vocal mostly mono-ish, like 0 to 40% width. Let the returns be the width layer. That's how you get size without losing center focus. Now the classic old school move. Perform, resample, chop. Create a new audio track called Vocal Echo Print. Set audio from to resampling, or directly from the return if your routing returns to a bus. Record a section where your send automation and feedback rides are happening. Print it as audio. Then consolidate the printed audio and start slicing. Grab the best tails. Reverse one. Pitch one up or down with war plus transpose. A pitch down throw, like minus 3 to minus 7 semitones, can sound instantly menacing and very old school. Place these chops between snare hits or into transitions, like the last half bar of an 8-bar phrase. And for a classic rave punctuation, take one printed tail, reverse it, add a quick pitch glide up, and place it one beat before the drop. That mini rewind cue hits so hard in jungle. A few common mistakes to dodge while you're working. If you leave sends up all the time, you'll turn your mix into mush. Especially at 170-ish BPM, constant delay just smears the break and masks the bass movement. If you don't duck the returns, the echo will fight the snare, and the snare is the anchor in jungle. Ducking keeps the groove intact. If you automate feedback up but don't automate it down, you're gambling with runaway energy. If you don't filter low end in the echo, you will mask the sub. That's the fastest way to make a DNB mix feel weak. And if you overwarp the vocal, the echo will make those artifacts way more obvious. Fix the source first. Optional advanced flavors. If you want to push it, you can turn return A into a snare answer echo by putting a gate after echo and sidechaining the gate from the snare. Now the echo only opens on snare hits, and it feels locked to the break edits. You can automate stereo spread or ping pong so it's narrow most of the time, then suddenly wide only on transitions. Stereo becomes an arrangement tool, not a constant state. And if you want that yell into tapeified, put shifter or a vocal transformer style device before distortion on return B and automate a small formant shift down during the throw. Even 1-3 formants down can feel huge without turning it into a melody. Now a quick 15-minute practice exercise you can actually do right after this lesson. Pick a 2-bar vocal phrase, ideally a shout or short line. Build returns A and B exactly like we did. Then automate send A with 8 small spikes, 1 per 8th note, but only on the last word of each bar. Automate send B with 1 big throw at the end of bar 2.